Thank you for coming to my website on this 7th day of March 2020. The Lucy Coleman Studio is the name of this place. And the name of this gig is my webcast. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the thing that's on most Americans' minds, the coronavirus. Are we all marching in some kind of lockstep as we listen to our news agencies and other people that is trying to inform us? Over 100,000 people today. I'm invited over to a friend's house today, and I plan to go visit. And I'm going to go with gaiety and joy. I'm not going to ask him, has he been tested yet? Or has his house been sprayed? And things like that. Not going to do it. So what do you think? It's spreading to all these countries. Every day I look at NBC. I look at Lester Holt every morning when I get up, you know? Channel 4 News. And my God, I see this thing growing, growing, growing. I don't know who to believe. Now they're saying bump elbows together. I guess I gotta go over to my buddy's house and say, hey man, here's a bumped elbow, right? Don't laugh too loud. Ha ha ha. Spit germs, mate. Hey man, this thing is crazier than AIDS, huh? It's something to be serious about. I guess dying is, because all we got is one life. Take vitamins, stay healthy, drink juices. I made a webcast yesterday for this thing, but I couldn't put it up. I was too harsh. I know my conscience told me, no, John, you can't do it that way. Wash my hands. Don't let my hands touch my face. I guess this thing travels on that. I am doing that. I'm sanitizing everything. Just stay clean. Stay healthy. Don't panic. If there's a rush on food, I'm looking at my canned goods here. I think I have enough for about maybe 2 weeks. Then after that, I'm dead in the water. See, it doesn't bother me, because years ago, what I did in my homespun religion, Christianity, they're just playing this classical piano, aren't they? Let me turn it down a little bit so I have a little bit more leverage on. There we go. I have a little bit more leverage on what's happening. I can talk. When I became a Christian, I put my full trust in God to take care of me. I read the Bible. I still believe in many, many parts of it. As I said a couple of days ago, I don't know how to hate, regardless of what a person does to me. I don't know how to hate. I know how to defend. I want to stop terrible things from coming my way. That's why I sanitize my hand. I don't have a mask to wear. Wearing a mask in the city of Los Angeles? And just think about it. Everybody in the city has a mask on. Nobody's within 10 feet of each other. Why, you couldn't work in an office building, and I hear that they're closing down a lot of these places. It's a strange day and time that we're living in. I'm doing all right because I believe that scripture that says, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. That's what God says for me. And why should he do that? Because I pay him homage. I don't mention things like on God. People swear and yet use the divine's name in vain. I try not to do that. I try not to let humankind get me down. The animal world is far more intelligent. Now, the only thing that I can say is that I'm feeling well. I'm going to still go out and visit. I'm not going to go to hospitals. I cancel an appointment because when you go to a hospital, a place where nothing but germs and viruses are floating in the air, you should only go to the hospital if you have to see a doctor. If it's a regular appointment, that's what I cancel. I didn't need a brain scan, so I canceled it. You're going to find a lot of people canceling out. I'm going to learn how to order food on my computer today, and I'm going to order food and have it brought to me, and I'll have the bag sanitized. Matter of fact, the last guy that delivered food to me had a face mask on. Something to be an old man and to live in America. Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming to my site. That's my take on the coronavirus. You guys take care of yourself. Watch those public places. And check it out. This is the weekend coming up. You really don't have to go to all those places that you've planned to go to, do you? Of course not.